enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. A year ago, when Luigi Basco left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, wonderful thing about America is how people, they take such good care of their health. And for this, they got thousands of doctors. Only thing in America, every doctor is what they call a specialist. As a nose doctor, eye doctor, ear doctor, skin doctor, stomach doctor. Mamma mia, I'm worried. What's going to happen if I'm going to get sick all over? My bedroom is going to look like a doctor's convention. Besides the doctors, there's thousands of hospitals here. And they also specialists, too. They got a polyclinic hospital. That's for sick polys. General hospital. That's for sick generals. And last week, I'm read about a place in Rochester is a special for sick mayors. That's called the Mayor Clinic. Another thing, in America, they got a law. Everybody has got to go see a doctor once a year and a dentist twice a year. I guess they want you to see the dentist twice a year because they're poorer and they need the money more. But the reason I'm right to you about doctors and a dentist is because right now I'm got a big toothache. But don't worry, Mamma Mia. It's not to hurt me too much. Only when I'm a crack of nuts. It feels like I'm got a little hole in my throat. So I'm going to try to stuff it up with a chewing gum. Must be something wrong, because everybody is yelling at me to stop a chewing. Even this morning, I'm past the phonograph store, and I'm going to hear somebody holler, Luigi, drop that gum. Well, it's a time now to go to my night school class, and I'm going to ask my teacher, Miss Spaulding. Maybe she's going to tell me what I can do for my toothache.
All right, class. Quiet, please. Quiet. Now I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco.
Present.
Mr. Harwood.
Present.
Mr. Olson.
Present.
Mr. Schultz.
What else?
Oh, thank you, fellow poobles. Who would I be a sensation on television?
Mr. Schultz.
Well, I'm even prettier than Milton Berle.
Enough of that, Mr. Schultz. Now, class, our lesson for today is on punctuation.
Oh, goody, punctuation. That's my meat.
That's his meat. I hope he chokes on a semicolon. What a chore.
Now, just for that, Mr. Schultz, you're going to answer the first question. Now, I want you to correct the punctuation in this sentence. The will divided the estate among the brothers John, James, and Jack, but Harry, got nothing. Now, Mr. Schultz, what was the mistake?
My coming into class today, period.
Mr. Schultz, you will answer the question. The will divided the estate among the brothers John, James, and Jack, but Harry, got nothing. Now, Mr. Schultz, where was the mistake?
Harry should have gotten something, too.
No, no.
He shouldn't have. What's the matter? He's off.
He is not.
Then if I was Harry, I would hire a good lawyer and fight the case.
Mr. Schultz.
I was only trying to see that justice is done.
Mr. Schultz, sit down. Now, Mr. Basco, I'll read the sentence and you try to find the error in the punctuation. The will divided the estate among the brothers John, James, and Jack, but Harry, got nothing. Now, what was the mistake?
Well, I'm going to think Schultz is right. Harry should hire a lawyer.
Mr. Horowitz, what do you say?
If you don't mind, I'll wait till the case comes up in court.
Spaulding, I know the answer. The comma should go after yet, and you take it away from Harry.
Himmel, now they cut off Harry without even a comma.
Mr. Olson, you were perfectly right.
Oh, I'm always right. I study hard just like Abraham Lincoln. Like Abraham Lincoln, I light the fire at night. And like Abraham Lincoln, I lay down by the fire. And by the fire, I study hard.
If he gets any closer to that fire, then I give a push.
One more interruption like that, Mr. Schultz, and I'll ask you to leave the room. Well, Mr. Basco, why are you making faces?
Please, Miss Spaulding, I'm going to make faces. Is it just that I'm a feel of pain, and I'm a rubbing my tooth the way to my tongue?
Luigi, you got a toothache?
Olsen, he ain't got a tongue-ache.
I sympathize with you, Luigi.
Mr. Basco, you should see a dentist immediately.
But Miss Spaulding, a dentist is a charge of money, and I'm not to get any.
Well, Mr. Basco, that shouldn't be any problem to you. Chicago has many free clinics, and I'm sure they'll take care of your tooth free of charge.
Well, maybe...
No, Luigi, they got a real good clinic on West Washington.
But, you think it's gonna hurt?
Ach, stop that kind of talk, Luigi. You go right down now to the clinic.
Well,
take an example from my cousin Hugo. For years I told him to take care of his teeth. He told me he did, but he didn't fool me. Yesterday we had a talk, and I know he is wearing an upper plate.
Schultz, how do you know he's wearing an upper plate?
It came out in the conversation. Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale. Pasquale, you ever been to a clinic
Sit down, Luigi. Is it soon going to be rush hour at my spaghetti palace? I got to finish up with this menu. Sit down and read the tablecloth.
All right.
Pizza plain is 75 cents. A pizza with a peppers is $1. Pizza with anchovies is $1.25. Pizza with the mushrooms, $1.40. Pizza with everything, 35 cents.
But excuse me, Pasquale. How come a pizza with everything is only 35 cents?
Because with everything, it's a taste of terrible. La scalapine alla
mascarpone.
Oh! How? What's... Ooh. Luigi, what's wrong with the side of your face? You saving the marbles? Blowing a bubble of gum from the inside?
Pasquale, I got a toothache.
Oh, Luigi, that's too bad. You try oil and garlic?
No. No, Pasquale. I'm going to go to school and ask the class. Miss Spaulding say I should go to see the dentist, but I say I'm not the got no money. Schultz is telling me to go to free clinic, but I'm afraid that now I'm going to know what to do.
Sure. What do you expect? You go to everybody, but your friend Pasquale is to bring you from the old country, and what's to happen? Nothing. Why are you always running around like a crazy little puppy looking for a bone when all the time you could have found that bone right here in my head?
You're so right, Sir Pasquale. You're the biggest bonehead I ever saw.
It's a funny thing, and when I'm saying it, it come out different. Oh, you poor little cabbage head. You know, Luigi, your tooth is just like my tooth. So when something is a hurt of you, it's a hurt of me. When you've got a pain, I've got a pain too.
Pasquale, how's our toothache?
Luigi, you being sarcastic. I'm really mean it when I say that's our toothache. Ow! See, I just got a stab.
Oh, poor Pasquale.
Luigi, you said it before you're going to go to a clinic.
Uh-huh.
Now, we wouldn't take our tooth to a clinic, would we?
Why not?
You're lucky you got me to explain to you. You know how after every dentist's name is to say DDS?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the name of the gas that they give you when they pull out the tooth.
Oh.
Well, when you go to a clinic, they can't afford expensive stuff like DDS. You know what to happen?
What?
They spray you with a DDT.
Mama mia.
Luigi, we've got to take our tooth only to the best expensive dentist in Chicago.
But Pasquale, I'm not can afford. I'm not the got of money.
Luigi, it's our to take. I'm going to give you money.
You do this?
My little banana nose. Just to do one little favor for me.
One a favor? What's that?
When you come out of gas, I'm like if the first to face you should have seen is my daughter Rosa.
Pasquale, give me some more gas.
Luigi, don't talk so fast. If you marry Rosa, I would have done a most wonderful thing for you.
What's that?
I would have pulled out every tooth in your mouth and put in all the gold teeth.
Gold teeth?
Sure. That every time you need money, you take out one tooth and you pawn it. You're going to live like a rich man for the rest of your life till you get down to the gums.
Oh, Pasquale, you paint such a beautiful picture. And it's hard to resist. But I'm a no marry your daughter, Rosa.
All right, you fool. Go to the clinic and see what's happened. They get some young fellow who's a practice on you. If you pull out the wrong tooth, it's the wisdom of tooth. You come back to me, you know what you say? The hello, Pasquale.
No, Pasquale, you're not scaring me with that talk. Clinic is a fine place, so goodbye. If anybody is to call me, I'm going to be in the West Washington Clinic.
I wait. Ooh, I could have kicked myself. When I was going to give him the best of years of my life. Fix him good. Hello, operator. Give me the West of Washington Clinic. It's an emergency. Abro figaro, bravo, brissimo. Abro figaro, bravo, brissimo. Fortunatissimo, fortunatissimo. What? No, I'm no screaming with a pain. I'm just a singing. Hello, Washington Clinic? Listen to Georgia. I've got a very important information for you. A fellow's coming in to have a tooth pulled free. He's a look like a bum, but he's really a millionaire. That's too right. Underneath his old clothes, he's wearing a tuxedo with a full dress underwear. Sure, he's always a go to clinics to save money. He's been a go to clinics for the last 20 years, saving so much money, that's what makes him a millionaire. You're going to watch out for him? Fine. His name? Luigi Basco. That's too right, Luigi Basco. I should have spelled it. No, I'm not going to spell it. What do you think I am, a squealer?
Life with Luigi continues in just a moment. But first, Lux presents Hollywood tomorrow night with a triple star cast in one of the most powerful dramas to come from the film capital in years. Joseph Cotten, Valley, and Louis Jordan will come to CBS Lux Radio Theater for an hour-long version of their starring motion picture, The Paradine Case. Mr. Cotten, once again, will play the great English barrister who falls in love with his beautiful client as he defends her in a murder case, and who finally hears the astonishing truth when he puts her on the stand. Valley will again star as the accused woman, and Louis Jordan will recreate his role of the murdered man's servant. Join us on most of these same stations tomorrow, Monday night, when Lux Radio Theater brings you these three great stars in The Paradine Case. And now for the second act of Luigi Basco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page two of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, I'm went to the clinic and what the trouble I'm have. Soon as I'm tell the man I'm Luigi Basco, he's push me against the wall and look at my underwear. I say, what are you looking for, a gold? And he's say, that's right. Then the man is taking my address and the name of my bank and he says he's going to investigate me. Mamma Mia, now my tooth is still hurt. They're going to investigate me, and I'm really going to be in trouble. What am I going to do?
Luigi, my fellow boob. Ach, you look terrible. Didn't you go to the clinic?
I'm going to go to the clinic, but they throw me out. Clinic fella, he says he's going to investigate me. What they going to do to me?
Well, you come from Italy. The worst they can do is send you back to Stromboli.
Luigi, I'm trying to cheer you up.
If the clinic won't take you, you're coming with me to my dentist.
Shush, this is a dentist.
Is an actor going to hurt me?
Ach, please stop worrying if the dentist will hurt you. After all, he's a human being, too. What does he do? He straps you in the chair. He sticks by you in the mouth a needle. He takes a drill and goes...
Himmel, that's a human being?
Schultz, there's a funny thing, but I'm starting to feel worse.
Now, don't worry, Luigi. I got a good system for you. When the dentist starts to work on you, the minute you feel pain, you kick him in the leg.
And that's going to stop my pain?
No, but it feels so much better when you hear the dentist screaming, too.
No, I'm only fooling, Luigi.
My brother Wolfgang went to my dentist for 2 weeks, and he never felt a stitch of pain.
How's that?
The dentist was out of town. Am I a stupid head? I just remembered. He's still out of town.
Good. But I'm away till he comes back.
You're going right now, Luigi. Now, here, $5. I give you the address of my dentist building, and over there you're going to find plenty more.
Sure, so you're a real lifesaver.
Oh, stop, Luigi. You make me feel like I got a hole in the head.
Sure, I don't know when I'm going to return this $5.
Don't worry. Next week I'll lend you another $5. You pay me back.
Go on like this for years, you know.
I gotta go now, Luigi. And remember, you go right to that dentist building.
All right, the Schultz.
And remember that old saying, be true to your teeth or they'll be false to you.
Well, goodbye, Luigi. And smile, smile. My rheumatism is killing me.
Well, I'm going out to this medical building. Mamma mia, I'm going to like this. With me going to the dentist is like a pulling teeth. Directory. Mamma mia, there's hundreds of names. Dr. Nathan Feldman, DDS. Dr. Franklin, DDS. Looks like everybody is a dentist in this building. Which one am I go to? Oh, here's the one that look good. Psychiatrist. Oh, that's not for me. Must be fellow who treats the sick eyes. Oh, this is the one I'm like. Chiropodist. He's not only a dentist, but he's a fellow who's a cheer up of the people. Well, I'm going to go right to him. Huh, here's his office. Dr. Saul Townsend, a cheer up of this. That's a funny kind of dentist with a picture of a foot on a door. Well, I'm going to go in.
How do you do? Come right in.
Thank you, doctor.
Now, sit down and tell me. What's your trouble?
Doctor, I'm got a terrible pain.
Well, we'll fix that up. Take off your shoes.
What?
I said take off your shoes.
Wouldn't it be better for you looking at my mouth?
I don't think I'll be able to see that far down.
You don't want to look at my teeth?
No, that won't be necessary. True, sometimes the pain can be the result of faulty teeth, but in your particular case, I think it's tight shoes.
Tight the shoes? You mean when I'm wearing tight the shoes, it's a squeeze of my teeth?
Now tell me, young man, when did you first notice any pain?
Well, I think it was about 3 weeks ago when I'm first to crack some walnuts.
You, crack walnuts with your feet?
No, with my teeth.
Very strange. Go on.
Well, the next time I'm feeling pain is when I eat the gumdrop.
Pain after a gumdrop? That doesn't seem possible.
Oh, yes, sir. And the more gumdrops I eat, the worse the pain is getting.
Be good. 30 years in the medical profession, I've never heard of a case like this. This will make me famous. Walnuts and gumdrops. I can just see it in the medical journal. Dr. Townsend's fruits and nuts disease.
All right, doctor. I'm gonna get my shoes and the socks off.
Yeah. Your feet look quite sturdy, but have you been using ultraviolet on them?
Ultraviolet?
Yeah, the coloration. Your feet look a trifle purplish.
Oh, well, what do you see? I'm only in America all the time. I'm coming from Italy. And over there, I was a grape crusher. That the color you see is a muscatel.
Tell me, has anyone else in your family been bothered by bad feet?
Well, now, let me see now. Who was the one that had a flat feet?
Oh?
Was Uncle Pietro's a goat?
No, that doesn't interest me. Now, I would say offhand you might be suffering from a weakened metatarsal arch and pasplenus, which causes a strain in the gastrocnemius muscle, resulting in a rumbosacral strain of sacroiliac.
Huh? All of that in one little tooth?
You don't have a toothache.
Oh. Doctor, how am I going to get rid of this pain?
Well, there are several things you might try. I suggest soaking the injured part in a big tub of water for a few minutes.
How am I going to hold my head under the water so long?
Not your head, your foot.
But, doctor, my foot don't hurt.
It must, otherwise why would you be seeing me?
I'm beginning to wonder the same thing.
All right. I'll get to the cause of your trouble. Now get up on this table and start jumping up and down.
Jumping up and down?
Yes. Let's go. Double time.
Double the time? Mamma mia, what kind of doctor is this? He's going to pull out of my tooth. He's going to try to shake it out.
Luigi, my friend. Hey, Luigi, what's the matter? You're so perspired and wet. You look like a glass of beer that's running over on the outside. Where you been?
Oh, Pasquale, I'm just coming from the craziest dentist. I'm telling my tooth hurts, so what's happened? He's to take off of my shoes and the socks. He's making me jump up and down. Then he's to crack all of my bones.
What?
Then he's to tell me I'm got a lot of big names. And because Uncle Pietro's a god, he's got a flat feet. I'm got to soak my head in a tub of water.
Wait, you have to sound crazy. What does the dentist is to charge you for all this?
$5 and not the kind of 50 cents for Blue Jay corner plaster.
You got a corner plaster under your tooth?
No, under my foot.
Your foot? So what kind of a dentist you went to?
I went down to this medical building where Schultz is sending me, and I'm going to pick out this dentist. Only he's calling himself a chiropodist.
Chiropodist? Uh-huh. Oh, you big, stupid, greenhorn bull. Don't you know a chiropodist is a fella who's to deliver babies?
Mamma mia, today I was almost a mother, huh?
Luigi, I thought you was going to go to the clinic.
I went. They threw me out and they said they're going to investigate me.
Oh, so that's what that telephone call was.
What the telephone call?
From the clinic. They said they investigated you, and because you're not here to answer, they're coming to get you.
What? Pasquale, you know I'm going to do nothing wrong. Always I'm going to try to be good American.
Don't tell me. Convince the jury. You're in a serious trouble, Luigi. If you was to lie in the clinic about your appendix, You only got a one appendix, you only get a 1 year in jail. You lie about your feet, there's a 2 years in jail. But you lied about your teeth, that's a 46 a year.
But, Pasquale, I'm only got a 32 teeth.
Stop trying to get time off for good behavior.
But, Pasquale, you know I didn't lie.
Go fight at the city hospital. Luigi, remember before how I'ma tell you it's our toothache?
Uh-huh.
I still are going to take care of you.
How, Pasquale? What are you going
to
do?
I'ma know how to handle things like this. Now, when the clinical man is a come, you just keep your little trap shut. I'm going to make him believe I'm a Luigi Basco.
Oh.
I'ma talk him out of it, and if he's a need a little money, I'ma take care of that, too.
Pasquale, you do this for me?
What's different? It's our toothache. Now, Luigi, I'm going to do something for you. You're going to do something for me.
Anything, Pasquale. What do you want I should do?
Well, you hear about the Marshall Plan where America's to give things to Europe?
Uh-huh.
I got it, the Pasquale Plan.
What's that?
I'm going to give a rosa to you. What do you say?
What can I say? I'm got to know United Nations to appeal it to.
Good. Then I call her the blush of the bride. Rosa! 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 Yes, come here, my little cupcake. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa. Your bride and groom has got a little toothache. Could do something to make him feel better.
Luigi, you want a gumdrop?
Ooh, shut up!
pardon me, I'm from the Washington Clinic. Is Mr. Basco here?
Go out with a roast. I'm going to take care. I'm a Luigi Basco, mister. You coming with me in the other room where we talk.
Oh, we can talk right here, Mr. Basco. I hope you understood what we told you on the phone about investigating you. We're very sorry for the way we treated you at the clinic.
What?
You go, go.
We feel so badly, Mr. Basco, that we've brought our head doctor to have your tooth taken out right here. Oh, Dr. Walden.
Wait a minute. I'm enough to Luigi Basco.
It won't hurt a bit, Mr. Basco. Now, open wide for the doctor. There.
Take your head off of me. Luigi, tell the doctor I'm enough to Luigi Basco.
Oh, you're not to Luigi Basco. Well, I'm a wonder who is it. Goodbye.
All right, open wide.
Wait till Luigi. You wouldn't have let this fella take out of my tooth. So what are you, my son?
What's the difference, Papa? It's our toothache. And so, Mamma Mia, what it looked like was going to be a bad day for me was it turn out the good after all. I'm going to have the heart to let the Pasquale suffer. So I'm going to go right back to the store and explain everything to the doctor. Besides, was there nothing to pull out of Pasquale's mouth? Was all pulled out 12 years ago. Best part of all is I'm no got the toothache no more. Dentist is a pull out of my tooth and it's not to hurt too much. Mamma mia, you should see the big hole I'm got now where the tooth used to be. It's a wonderful place to keep a gumdrop. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, the little immigrant.
Michael Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by Mack Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mack Benoff. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, and Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding. Music is under the direction of Lynn Murray. Don't forget that my friend Irma pays her regular call tomorrow night on most of the same CBS stations. Now stay tuned for It Pays to Be Ignorant, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.